Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 72 for October 2nd, 2013. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my good buddy, Scott Binns.
I'm back.
Scott, it has been far too long.
Yes, it has.
Scott, great news. Did you know that today being October 2nd is exactly 1 month before Extra Life 2013?
Oh, that's coming up on you. You're 25 hours. You're doing it over daylight savings time.
Oh, I know. It's going to be...
Ending.
It's going to be tough. I think we cracked 10,000 people playing during Extra Life.
Nice.
Or at least signed up to play during Extra Life.
Whether or not they were actually playing is another story.
I am super excited. Scott, I think we're going to raise, as a combination of people, I am assuming that we're going to raise like $5 million. That's pretty good, Scott. I'm not going to lie.
No, that's awesome.
That Sports Gamer crew is already... I'm going to lie. I'm going to say I think we're over 2,000, but that could be a complete farce. What's 32% of 5,000?
You're asking me to do math.
That sounds
never
like more than
do math.
That sounds like 1,500-ish, so I'm going to say that. So that's going to be my number. Greg Seward, still don't know what the hell he's playing. I'll be playing everything. I think we might try to do like a mutt tournament between some of the guys that are playing and some of the people that are watching.
Fun.
Yeah, you're going to get it?
I don't think I can commit to the whole time, but maybe we do like a World Series of Poker tournament.
We will definitely do that World Series of Poker. What is that thing called? Pro WSOP Pro something?
Actually, no. We should still do it in Full House because you can have more people in that.
All right, I will definitely do it in Full House.
But World Series is free, so. Yeah.
True. I mean, we had about 8 playing last time.
Yeah.
What else? Well, you know, I'm gonna be playing all these sports games. I'm what am I doing? I am playing for the New Jersey Children's Specialized Hospital. It's actually called Children's Specialized Hospital of New Jersey. Scott, they have so many cool things. You have to do this next year. You get like a gold necklace if you bring in over $1,000. Or no, if you bring in over 500. So I better get a gold necklace, and I'm counting on all the listeners to help with that. Platinum necklace if you get over 1,000. I want platinum. I don't think it's really platinum, but...
I gotta get to making my donation, but...
Oh, you do? I've already made one donation this month. Last month to Scott Binns already, so... It's time for him to pay up now.
Yeah. That actually... You know what? That is how much I will give.
Amazing, Scott. You just broke my mind. And I super-duper appreciate that, and so does everybody else. That Sports Gamer crew is up to 28 people right now. We had 8 last year.
Wow.
I almost cried when we broke 20. Who knows what will happen when we break 30. And if we get mad loot in, I might do Def Jam Rapstar. We'll see. Normally we would say what we've been playing on the top of the show, but since the stuff that we've been playing, it's been 3 weeks and it's going to be a lot of stuff, so we'll save that for the end.
Yeah.
Being that today is October 2nd when this is getting published... hey, NBA 2K14 came out with no demo, and I have not played it. And I will assume you have not played it.
Yeah, wow, this is how out of it I am. You said that NBA 2K14 is going out, and I'm like, oh, really? That's today?
Yeah, it's today.
Like, that's a thing now? All right.
Yeah, they got Cruz back, the shot stick's gone. Apparently a lot of people didn't recognize the shot stick was gone, and now it's like a stick that does stuff, like passes. So people will be passing instead of shooting.
Well, I thought last year they did it. They turned it into, like, dribble moves.
I think you had to hold, like, a modifier to do the dribble moves last year.
And otherwise it was the shot stick?
Or maybe it was dribble when you go left and right, but it was shot when you go up.
The fact that we're talking about this is everything that I have wrong with, that I feel is wrong with NBA 2K.
I mean, it's, supposedly it's a very good game. Well polished.
Yes. I can see that it is. I just can't play it.
I mean... Yeah, I'm going to have to end up getting it one of these days. Just because of the TSG Triple Dribble League, which is probably going to be starting up soon. So before that happens, I should probably get the game. That would make sense. But sticking with basketball, NBA Live 14 has a release date. November 19th, Scott.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I get more and more worried every time I hear something. they had, I think it was NBA.com/NBA Live, I think is like a website. NBA.com/NBA Live. Yes. Yes, that is a real website. And it's supposed to have, like, the trailers and stuff. And apparently, about a week ago, it had a bunch of stuff with dates on it. And now everything just says coming soon. So, I'm super excited for that. Yeah, the last news on that site has been September 18th. I think there was supposed to come, something was supposed to come out about 3 days ago, 4 days ago. So, yeah. Extremely worried about that. No? You're not worried?
It's NBA Live. Even if it does come out, who's going to care?
I care. Scott, you just said how confusing was...
Yeah, you're right, you're right. Boom, but see? But NBA Live is only going to be next gen, and next gen is not in my immediate future, so...
True. It's in mine. Speaking of, Madden, FIFA, and Battlefield 4 will be on sale on November 2nd.
So, like, 2 weeks before anything comes out?
No, it's 3 days. Wow, I completely butchered that. November 12th.
Oh, okay. You got it wrong.
Yeah, I got it wrong.
My math is right from what you said, but...
So, Scott, do you know what this means? Take a guess.
No.
This will be the second consecutive time that I will buy games before I have the console. How sweet is that?
I've been there, actually, so...
Yeah, you know, I think we've discussed at length how I bought MLB The Show before I had a Vita.
Yeah, mine was Super Smash Brothers on the GameCube. I bought the game before I had a GameCube.
Scott,
did I read that manual a lot?
Let's see what else we got here. FIFA 14 changes to pro clubs. Scott, guess what?
So yeah, what did they change to pro clubs this year?
I don't know. They have a revamped club invite system, which is good. Oh, Scott, cool thing in pro clubs. If we're all playing FIFA and I'm in pro clubs, I can hit a button and just be like, boop, and then go out to everybody and be like, hey, this guy wants to play pro club, so let's do that.
Okay, that's cool.
I think that's pretty sweet.
Like an Xbox Live message?
No, it's just in FIFA, so I think you have to be in FIFA to see it.
Okay, that's a little better.
What else? You can edit your number, which is pretty dope, but after every game it just resets to 9, so we'll need to work on that.
Yeah, I remember in FIFA, like, you could set your number for the actual Be a Pro mode, but then in online clubs, it always just, like, randomly assigned you a number.
Yeah, I think it, like, defaulted to a specific number depending on what position you were playing.
Oh, okay. And then also avoided duplicates, but...
Yeah. So now I think you can have duplicates as long as you do it, because then after the next game... It's either after the game ends or after you back out of screen, I think it resets to 9.
Well,
so
that's
awesome. But yeah, Pro Clubs is good. FC Pumpers are back. Dominating. We got some new teammates. Got rid of some old, not-so-good teammates. So, Scott, there's always room for you if you ever decide to get a football game that's not American football.
You know, I played the demos of both FIFA and Pro Evo, mm-hmm. and I think I'm just not into soccer video games anymore. They're still great games, and if I see FIFA 14 cheap somewhere, $20 maybe, somewhere down the road, maybe I'll grab it. But, eh, I'm really into Madden and NHL right now, so I don't need to be playing FIFA.
Yeah, I also downloaded the Pro Evo demo. I still have not played it. Did you see they also have, like, a premium demo for $5?
No, what's in that one?
I mean, I took that off the rundown, but I could probably find out for you.
Premium demo?
Yeah, for, like, $5. Premium.
This is, like, one game, but you can play, yeah.
No, I think it had some more stuff. Let me tell you right now. You'll receive text 10 Xbox XMB. What the hell does that mean?
Or cross-media bar.
Okay, this is only for PS3, I guess.
Okay.
You'll get 10 XMB avatars, a static theme, and the full game. Oh, okay. So it's kind of like season ticket. You'll get the full game, and that would expire September 24th, but that was already out. So you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Okay.
I wonder if you can still spend the $10 to get the avatars and themes. I don't think anybody should do that. I'm going to highly recommend that. But, I mean, would you pay $5 for 4 days of a game? I mean, that's a really stupid question to ask someone that just re-upped their season ticket, so that's what I'm going to ask you.
Well, the only reason I didn't re-up my season ticket was because I was in the middle of moving.
I re-upped mine literally the day after FIFA came out, which was like, well, you're a real idiot for not doing it 5 days ago, so you would have got the FIFA season ticket thing. But I was like, yeah, I play enough Ultimate Team to justify getting the season ticket.
You kind of do.
Yeah. And then there was like a Tuesday came through, and I was like, I didn't get a pack.
Although, you better hope that they keep it up for the... Well, I don't know if you even care anymore by this time next year. For Madden.
No, because I'll be on PS4 by then.
Yeah, wow. That does seem kind of stupid in retrospect.
Yeah. But hey, whatever. there's been more NCAA uniform packs released.
Hold on. That's the NCAA news we're going with here?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
This is important. We need to keep NCAA Football 14 going as long as humanly possible. Literally, that story that you're discussing, not on the rundown at all.
Don't we look kind of foolish for not talking about that?
We'll get to it, Scott.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, pack 3. I think this is the third uniform pack. North Carolina, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech. New gloves. Scott, tell me you're excited.
Does Wisconsin have the red helmets they wore for that one game? Or are those in the game anywhere?
I'm going to say yeah, because I think a new uniform pack has come out since then, so I will assume that it is in there.
Okay. I thought they looked ugly, but I guess they should be in the game since they were in the game.
Hold on. Here's the Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, Notre Dame, UCLA, and USC. Nope. So, no. The answer is no, Scott.
No, that's fine. They're ugly anyway.
Right. Well, I'm sure you can make them. But yeah, Scott, as you were saying, I guess the big news of the 3 weeks that we've been gone, has it really been 3 weeks? That's so depressing when I say it again out loud to everybody.
We should be back to normal now. It was my fault.
Yeah. I'm also liking the Wednesday schedule because then we can stream like we're doing right now over at twitch.tv/latsportsgamer. So if you want to catch the show live, you can find it there.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. I can already tell you we can't do this next Wednesday. I'll be at, well, I got to work. So,
if it comes out on Wednesday, it would be on Tuesday, Scott. Come on.
Let's
get with the program.
I gotta think ahead, but anyway.
Alright. Yeah, so NCAA. Not gonna be a thing anymore. I mean, the NCAA will exist, but yeah. EA Sports College Football games are done.
Let's just say NCAA video games are done.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
is there not still that lacrosse game?
Was that actually licensed by the NCAA?
I believe so. I could be wrong.
I thought that thing was all generic.
I felt like at some point they may have gotten college licenses.
Okay. I'm sure it didn't last long if they did.
Scott, I literally played about 7 minutes of the 2011 version of that game. Maybe 2010 version of that game.
That's an indie game, isn't it?
Yeah. They keep pumping them out, though. More importantly, Scott, the EA and the College Licensing Committee Company?
Licensing Company?
Yeah. EA and the Collegiate Licensing Company are going to pay $40 million to past and present students. I don't know how the present students get their money. They might have to wait till after they graduate to get it. Because then they might be technically counted as players or as professionals. So I'm sure it'll be some weird thing like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, $40 million spread across, I think it's like 260,000 players.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So what, everyone gets like $20?
Everybody gets, there's a scale, I believe it's like $130 to $320.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
That was worth it.
So, that's really sad. A lot of people at EA Sports have lost their job because of this.
I'm going to say that's the saddest thing.
That's literally the worst part.
Think about that. So Ed O'Bannon cost how many people their jobs?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to blame the players because technically they were using their rights. NCAA was selling them. I mean, I blame it more on the NCAA than EA Sports, but...
Let's blame the NCAA more than EA Sports. I'll agree with that, because they've probably been exploiting... They probably still are exploiting student-athletes, if you think about it.
And I don't want to blame the student-athletes, because they're the ones being exploited, so... Like, don't get me wrong. I want to be mad at Ed O'Bannon, but I know it's really not his fault. Know what I mean?
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's like...
It was going to be someone. at some point it was going to be someone, so...
I guess I wish they were getting more money.
Yeah, because literally if you're getting $120, I would have been happier. They probably would have been happier if it was like, here's a copy of NCAA and Madden next year. Because that would essentially be the same price.
Or like for life or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean... Then I was reading something where if all this stuff gets finished out, like, it might cost like $4 million to EA Sports to do the license or something. I don't know. It was weird. I didn't read the whole thing. Definitely go to PastaPadre.com. He is way more into the legal litigation details on all that stuff. But yeah, $40 million and the death of NCAA football. And apparently people were working like 15 minutes before the announcement there will not be another NCAA or another college game.
Like they were there working on it and then all of a sudden just got a phone call like, yeah, you're done.
I believe it was Wednesday. They were called into a meeting at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and people were literally working. And then at 4:30, the news came down. The settlement was signed and that was pretty much it. And then people were let go on Monday.
Wow. That.
Owen Good has a really great piece on Kotaku that I'll also link to, where he talks about he interviewed one of the designers on NCAA about what went down, and they were literally working like until that meeting was called, saying that they were pretty much done.
But, that's the worst part of the story.
If
the game was just canceled. And, you know, all or most of the people, like, were shifted over to Madden or started working on some other game, MVP. You know.
Well, you might remember, like, I think it was 2 years ago, the NCAA and Madden teams merged.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So, I mean, some people, I know, I'm assuming people lost their jobs then, but now that those NCAA people will be coming up, some of them will be making Madden people lose their jobs, so.
That could be, too.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
On the bright side, let's hope that some of the good stuff that NCAA did right works its way into Madden, finally.
Yeah. Apparently they're working on a whole lot of customization stuff, so, like, with stadium builders and stuff, maybe that stuff will start ending up in owner mode.
And then my next question is, how long does NCAA Foot 14 live on as far as, like, servers and team builder and all that go?
I know that I have been seeing tweets from the Ultimate Team account and the NCAA account, so it looks like that's going to keep going. I assume that makes some money, so that's going to keep rolling as long as they can go. Probably until the licenses.
I was gonna say, yeah. Wait a minute, how can they still make light? And then I forgot it was all NFL players in Ultimate Team.
Yeah, but they're still showing the college logos and stuff.
Right,
so
I'll
assume there's a point where those licenses will run out. Because I remember most of the teams said they were signed through next year.
Right, right.
So, we'll see.
And I don't think they necessarily have to shut the servers down just because they don't have the licenses anymore. The game is out there.
Right. So
it was made under license, so.
Well, the College Hoop servers were up for a while, right? Didn't they only shut them off like 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago?
Oh, I think it was, I don't even want to say.
I thought those lasted pretty long.
Yeah, they were up until a year or two ago. So, yeah. Like, they shut them down even, maybe just a year ago even. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they were up for a long time. And actually, I think you can still play the game online because if you're playing with a friend. I think. Don't quote me on that. But
I will not quote you on that, Scott. But yeah, our hearts go out to all those affected by this and I hope they all land on their feet and get good jobs and keep making games. Or whatever they go into, I hope them much success. And hopefully one day we get an NCAA game again, but that probably won't happen. So
I'm not gonna say never, but it's going to be a while.
I will say we get NCAA before we get MLB or MVP.
I could see that.
But I say that's not for at least 3 years. Because who knows when the Ed O'Bannon versus NCAA case is going to end, so.
Yeah.
And then that, and then the players are revolting. So, we'll see what happens. So, we should move on to more cheery news.
All right.
Cheery news only for the people of St. Louis. St. Louis is nowhere near Milwaukee, I'm going to assume.
No, they are my team in our Triple D League, though.
Boom, then congratulations, Scott. For the
second year in a row.
Then congratulations, because the guys at EA Sports did their sim of NHL 14, and the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup.
Sweet, that must mean I have an awesome team, which is good, because I know nothing about the NHL.
Yeah, it will be their first Stanley Cup championship in franchise history, if true.
Well, let's hope that I like it when video games actually accurately predict things, so go Blues.
Also, the Chicago Blackhawks, who I believe I am, led the Western Conference with 108 points. But apparently could not beat the third place St. Louis Blues. So that's awesome.
Which is unlike the first game we played in the Triple D League, where you won by one, I believe.
I believe it was one. I mean, I'm not excited about it, but I should have won by a lot more. But you know how it is. NHL. I mean, we haven't talked about anything about NHL since. It's a really good game. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, well, should we move? Wait, no, we got one more thing. Should we move into what we've been playing, or should we do WWE first?
Let's talk about NHL first.
Okay. So all right, let's do proper what you've been playing.
Sure. I've played some NHL.
I was gonna mention everything I've been playing in the last 3 weeks.
Save that for later.
Okay, save that for later. All right,
let's talk about NHL now.
Okay.
Let's do our mini review of NHL.
All right, well, first off, I very much would like to thank you and Jeff Solomon for giving me the game.
Well, we are nice guys.
Because I was not going to be able to come up with the money to buy it right now. The whole moving thing costs a lot of money. But I am really enjoying the game.
It feels good.
It does.
And you can crush people.
Yes, and it actually matters when you do.
Yeah, that's all I really needed.
That really is like the biggest improvement that stands out. That and making the deking easier.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten good at deking yet.
Actually, you can just do a deke by pressing left bumper. Whatever that modifier bumper was. Right. If you just press it, you'll do something. It might not necessarily be the best move you should be doing, but you'll do something.
I like to left trigger and, like, turn backwards.
I don't mess with that as much, because I always find it hard to get turned back around in the direction I need to be going.
Oh, usually I just pass it away. And I rip slap shots all day. Sometimes they go in.
Goalies actually seem a lot easier, like, not easier, but more realistic to beat. Like, sometimes you'll just take a good shot and they just won't get to it in time.
Mm-hmm. Always go top.
Yes.
Top shelf, well, six side.
Well, unless you're trying for a rebound.
True. Also true. But yeah, it's really good. The fighting, I don't know if I love it or hate it.
I like it,
I like it better than last year.
I was gonna say, I like it better aesthetically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least you can actually watch the fight, which I think is nice. But seriously, have you been playing online at all?
No.
Okay, well, I've been playing Ultimate Team. Cause,
I played you, and that was about it.
Yeah, because Hockey Ultimate Team is my favorite Ultimate Team.
Why is that?
I guess it's not maybe necessarily the best well put together, but it's the one I can wrap myself around the easiest.
Mm-hmm. And the best lineup button actually works in it, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, without only like giving you half a team.
Yeah. You don't have Carson Palmer playing free safety for you in NHL.
Right.
Because that was really awesome.
Well, that and the other thing with Hockey Ultimate Team is the fact that there's so many players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you actually see a whole bunch of different unique teams. In fact, one of the things I dislike about it, and this is in the last 2 years, is the fact that they changed the way that you get assigned your team when you start. Mm-hmm. It's now based on the favorite team you select when you start the game.
Right.
You get their jerseys. I liked it better when you just got like any random jersey in the game, because you saw all sorts of like the European leagues and the Canadian leagues, and you saw all those jerseys.
Yeah, but you still get them in packs.
Yeah, but people don't necessarily, not a lot of people use them.
Nobody's going to go look for the Sig Vibornsky jerseys. But
Right. I've got the Blues jerseys, because I picked the Blues as my team, because they're my team in the league. And I don't care to change them.
I think you love the Blues, Scott. I think that's what we're just realizing.
I might be becoming a Blues fan. I have
you know
no
the
way.
Players.
Somewhat. I know their names. I don't know anything about them or if they're any good, unless they're good in NHL. Huh. But, you know, if I stumbled across Milwaukee Admirals jerseys, I'd probably wear those. Or Calgary Hitmen.
If I find Milwaukee Admirals ones. Oh, speaking of Calgary Hitmen, the Top Shelf is it Top Shelf Grinders?
No, because we couldn't use that name for some reason, remember?
You know what it was? I think the description said EASHL, and I bet that's what they were against when I went and thought about it later.
Really?
That's what I'm going to assume it was.
Why? But, what's wrong with the name of their game mode?
Because they probably don't want you to say EASHL sucks. That's going to be my guess. But I have to play around with that more. But we're going to have a pro club. We still haven't played a game, have we?
No, we haven't.
I have found more people to play, so if you want to play pro clubs in NHL with us. Not pro clubs at all. What is it called? EASHL.
EA Sports Hockey League.
Yeah, if you want to play that with us, send a message to Scott on Twitter. That's what I say your Twitter handle.
At Darth Obvious.
All right.
It's like I'm in charge of that now?
Yeah, I mean, you're in charge of the people getting to you.
Oh, okay.
I just let my left guard tackle me. Yeah, NHL. It's a good game. I've been playing Ultimate Team mostly, but the problem being that I don't know any hockey players, so I've pretty much just stuck with the plan of getting guys with awesome names. first guy I picked up off the auction house was Johnny Oduya, because that's as you do, is you pick up Oduya first.
Oduya.
It seems like defensemen are pretty cheap. You can get an 80 overall defenseman for pretty cheap in that game. I gotta get some forwards because
now see, here's my, you can't buy coins anymore like you used to be able to.
You used to be able to buy straight up coin.
Yeah, well, maybe that was like in Madden the first year, but you used to be able to just buy coins.
Hmm, that sounds shady.
Well, I think that's why they stopped doing it.
Yeah, I think you can only buy packs now then.
Yeah, so I'm
not gonna lie. I bought a pack.
Yeah. The way I always play any Ultimate Team mode is I just try and build the best team possible.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the Ultimate Team?
Yeah, especially with the seasons now. You know, there's actually more of a point. I think I forgot to mention that was included. That was changed in Ultimate Team this year.
Have you been playing seasons? Online or offline?
Online. I've been playing all online.
Oh, wow, Scott. I've been playing all offline because I fear my team will get destroyed.
No, actually, let's see. Wait, I have been getting... Not destroyed. I think I've only had a couple games where I've been absolutely manhandled. But, yeah, it's usually... one or two gold games. I also have been playing Live the Life.
Now, let me tell you, I have not touched that, but I'm extremely excited about it.
Not as excited as you will be when you play it.
All right.
I meant that backwards.
It's very disappointing is what you're saying.
It's not disappointing, it's more pointless than anything else.
Is it just be a pro mode with a new veneer, and they just call it something else?
Yeah, I mean,
or is it really different?
It's not at all different. It's just that every now and then you get asked a question, and that question affects your popularity, and it's really easy to maintain your popularity.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like an NCAA. It would be like, oh, your GPA is dropping. It's like, all right, well, I will take one night to study, and then now my GPA is back to good.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's like you get something like... your significant... I like how they say significant other.
Awesome.
Yeah. Open to interpretation there. But your significant other's family is in town and wishes to, stay at your place instead of getting a hotel. Are you okay with this? And there's like four options. And there's one of them that's the obvious only good things will happen answer and the only bad things will happen answer.
Ah, Jesus.
So that's my problem is that it seems like it's really easy to keep everybody happy. And my other problem with... be a pro in general in NHL is that it is way too easy to start in the NHL and stay there. Hmm. When you start as an NHL, like you can do the basic start as an NHL pro and it actually starts you in the CHL playoffs.
Oh. Why not
and
the CHL.
But you can do that too, that's separate. But that's all boring right. And doesn't actually contribute to anything like outside of the you can do it that way, but it like I'll never get that far. I just want to be in the NHL.
Yeah, I think that had always been my problem with being a pro. I would always start that way and then never get anywhere, so I'd be pretty upset by the time.
Yeah. I mean,
stop playing.
Maybe what I'll have to do is maybe I'll try simming my way through the CHL and see what happens as far as getting on an NHL team later.
Yeah.
But you always get drafted high, and you always get put on the starting line, like, for the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do well there, you'll be on the starting line to start the season. And that just seems crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, that was like... actually, that's the opposite of what happened to me in Madden when I started a player career as... what's his name? The running back from South Carolina. Come on, Scott. Give me his name.
I don't... For who?
He plays for the 49ers. He's fourth string for the 49ers.
Oh, yeah. Hell if I know.
Oh, come on. Yeah, Marcus Lattimore. This is why we do it live, so Special Keezy and Thrizzle Dizzle in the chat room can tell me Marcus Lattimore. Yeah, so I started with him, and he was fourth string on the depth chart, and I got to play an onside kick in preseason. That was it. I played an onside kick in preseason. So that was exciting.
Yeah, at least there's a toggle in Madden where you can be the instant starter, and at least there is an option, which is awesome, because then if you want that, you can. But in NHL, it's just way too easy.
Yeah. All right, we've talked a lot about the off the ice, but on the ice... Well, actually, we talked about the fighting, but...
Yeah, we do. Well, I mean, the thing with on the ice in NHL, it's sort of got the NBA 2K MLB The Show syndrome.
Too good.
Of, yeah, it's so good, it's not... Like, they don't need to change it.
Mm. I think they fixed a lot of the passing to space that was a problem last year.
Where you just do a pass
and it just go randomly to anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I guess that does seem a lot better. Or if you do miss, you know why.
Yeah. So, I'm way more happy this year. I had a lot of problems last year just passing to no one.
Yeah, and the hitting and the physics all involved in that are... And I feel like I say this every year, but... It's true again this year, are a lot better this year. You can totally wipe someone out,
yeah.
But odds are you will also continue to go, I mean, not like, you know, trip and fall, but you will go with them and not be able to get to the puck.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take them off the puck, but the puck is still going the other way.
And
so you got to have your teammates with you to pick it up.
And with that, the getting into the fights is so much more fluid now.
Yeah.
Like, if you lay a guy out and you're playing against the computer, you'll just start to fight.
Yeah.
If you really get him.
Maybe almost too much. The good thing is, like, playing online in Ultimate Team, you can avoid fighting.
Yeah, because you have to hit Y, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I only make it a point to fight when it's actually a cheap hit. Like,
yeah.
You'll come across the guy playing online who will shoot the puck into the net at every whistle.
Yeah. I feel like... I'm happy that they're not going to the next gen this year. I feel like
yes,
they spent their time well refining this year's game.
Hey, I want to point out, I forgot we had a chat.
Well, that's why I said that sentence, but continue.
Oh, yeah, no, Kralo is hitting is awesome, and if you hit someone incorrectly, penalties are called. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I've had so many boarding penalties, I couldn't even tell you.
It was funny because the first couple days I played the game, I could tell I was playing people that didn't realize these things because I got boarded so much.
I was actually referring to my sentence because Frizzle Dizzle asked, do we recommend picking up NHL now or waiting until next gen? But there won't be a next gen game until next year.
So pick it up now.
Yeah. Pick it up now on the console that you have because it's a really good game.
I can already tell you that unless WWE 2K14 is absolutely amazing, NHL 14 will be my game of the year.
Interesting, Scott. I don't like you making those kinds of decisions so hastily, so early.
I'm confident. I'm confident in that.
I'll put it in my top. It's in my top something right now. I don't want to make any decisions. I don't want to make any rash decisions with many games.
You also have to remember that I'm not playing next-gen games, so.
I would doubt highly that a next-gen game would be Game of the Year this year.
It would be awesome if it was. I'll say that.
True. But you did jeté perfectly into the next topic, which is
I did.
WWE 2K14.
Which, actually, I remember that the day I moved down here where I am now. Oh, by the way, TJ, where am I living now?
What's it like? He comes a lot or something? What's the name of that?
Well, we just got our title for this episode.
I have it in an email, and it's like, it sounds disgusting.
It does. I typed it in the Skype chat. I just want to hear you try and pronounce this.
Oh, Kewaskum.
Right, well, say that wasn't too bad, actually. Kewaskum.
Kewaskum. Yeah, Kewaskum. Yeah.
So, and actually, I lived in West Bend for a few weeks while I got this apartment. Wait,
what did I even say the first time?
When you said, like, here he comes or something like that.
Close. Really close. I knew the word ended with that word.
Can you tell we're doing this really late?
Is it a nice town?
It's a small town.
All right. I guess you're,
Literally, I live on
Scott
one end.
Scott Cougar Bins talking about living in a small town, I guess.
Let me put
Scott,
it this
killing
way.
Me. All and right. I think I like Scott Cougar Bins better.
No, it's a nice little small town. It's maybe about an hour north of Milwaukee.
So you're not down the street from Lambeau anymore?
No, I'm not. That very much saddens me.
Also, how did we get on this topic and not to the WWE 14 roster?
I don't remember now. Oh,
You said something about the day that you
yes,
were moving.
Okay, because literally, oh yeah, it was that weekend that they did the Legends roster reveal.
What so is like, the Legends roster reveal? Because I don't know. Because I've seen this list and I don't know.
The weekend of SummerSlam, they did an event where they revealed who all the Legends were going to be. And it was like a live event. It was an online stream. And
oh, yes, I saw some of that.
Yeah, they did the same thing last year, but they did the whole roster.
Mm-hmm. So who are these people that I should be excited about, other than Sergeant Slaughter?
I don't have the list in front of me, but...
that's why I gave you a link, but it's all right.
That's all right. Aside from those we already know...
Is Stephanie McMahon a legend?
No.
Is Goldberg a legend?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I'm gonna list off the people that I don't think we necessarily would have expected, or at least haven't been in a WWE game before or in a while.
Like Oksana?
Who?
Oksana. Apparently she's not been in a WWE game, because you didn't know who she was. But continue. Okay. I went through the list at one point, and there was like eight left, so I don't know who those eight were.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the biggest new names are probably Razor Ramon and Diesel.
Yes, super excited.
Yeah, because I don't think they've been in a game.
If you don't follow Scott Hall, NWO, on Twitter, you're an idiot.
He's like turning his life around, right?
He is like, I think he's doing things. Okay. His son's getting into pro wrestling now, so you kind of follow. If you follow the Twitter, you're like following them with kind of everything that's going on.
Okay. Anyway, but those Goldberg was up there.
The goalie,
Yeah, that Goldberg. Yokozuna.
Oh, sick.
Actually, where did I find...
Wait, is Bret Hart in the game? Yes!
Yes.
Bret Hart versus Yokozuna? I have an odd feeling that's going to come up in the next part of this that we're going to be talking about.
I was going to say, do you have the match list? Because those are pretty much the same things.
Yeah, we could probably just go through that then.
Yeah, give me that match list. Where is it?
I guess this is in order?
Yeah.
From... Also, it does not say what WrestleMania, so I will assume
I saw it earlier today. I can't find it right now.
Oh, it says right there. WrestleMania 1, Andre the Giant versus Big John Studd.
Okay.
And apparently you get a sweet bag of money. And Bobby the Brain Heenan is there, so that's awesome.
Yes, nice. Hold on. Does that mean Bobby the Brain Heenan is in the game as a manager? Because if so, that's awesome.
I'm going to assume it's what that means.
Awesome.
I don't see him on this roster list.
They wouldn't include him. Like, Paul Bearer was in WWE 13, but they didn't count him at all.
Okay. Then I hope so. WrestleMania 2 has Hulk Hogan and King Kong Bundy in the steel cage.
Okay.
I'm not actually going to read this. Why it's included and stuff, but I'm just going to look at the picture and then describe to you what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Macho Man versus Rich Gee the Dragon Steamboat from WrestleMania 3.
Yep, that was one of those ones where as they were revealing the roster, I probably could have predicted all this as they were revealing the roster, but we didn't get to do that show, so.
I wish they had arenas in the game. Do they have real arenas?
I think so.
Do they at least just say the name? I feel like Pontiac Silverdome would be a good name to just have in the game, even if you don't have the real Pontiac Silverdome in it.
Oh, well...
Maybe like an aerial. They should do like aerial shots like Madden does in the beginning.
Right. Well, that's probably a rights issue. I'm sure it'll be correct. Like, it'll say, like, Pontiac, Michigan when you start up the match.
Possible. Also from WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
That was a given.
WrestleMania 4, Macho Man versus the Million Dollar Man. That's a lot of M's. And apparently... Big Show. not at all. Remember when they tried to say that Big Show was Andre the Giant's son?
Yeah, that was WCW. They did lots of terrible things.
Both Hogan and Andre had clashed, and apparently they get into a fight, so they're involved in that somehow. That was at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City, New Jersey. WrestleMania 5, Macho Man, Randy Savage versus Hulk Hogan. Was that the match made in heaven, match made in hell, or am I thinking of something else?
No, that was SummerSlam a few years later. I think Randy Savage was they were saying he was retired at that point, but...
Oh, in 1989? Good, because he only went for another, 20 years after that.
Actually, well, it was 91. You're getting a little ahead of yourself.
Oh, you're talking about that. I'm talking about WrestleMania 5.
Yeah, no, WrestleMania was the Mega Powers Explode.
Ah. See, Scott? Your knowledge is worthless? Is with worthless means it's worth a lot?
It's worthless.
All right. Either way you put it.
Yep.
What else? WrestleMania 6, Hogan versus Ultimate Warrior.
I want to stop for 1 second here. If Ultimate Warrior is a pre-order bonus, do you get this match if you don't get him right away?
Is he a pre-order bonus?
Yeah.
Well, that would suck.
Well, I assume that it's like Mike Tyson was last year and The Rock the year before that.
They say
pre-order bonus, but it's really more like a first-run copy bonus.
Right.
Where, if you go buy the game on day one, the code's in there. And then, in January, you'll be able to download them for $1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of hope they can have the match without that, though.
Yeah.
But
Even if it's the only way you can play as him otherwise, but...
Right. Yeah. WrestleMania 7, Hulk Hogan and Sergeant Slaughter.
That's the one that I go... Now they're just trying to...
Actually, also, Howard Finkel in the game. Forgot about that part.
Oh, that's right, and he'll do all the ring announcing, I assume means he's also done all the current superstars in case you're playing in these old arenas.
I hope so.
Which is awesome. This is one where I feel like they just had to include a match from every WrestleMania.
Maybe. I mean, that was a pretty big match, because Hogan was the American thing.
Yeah.
Know?
See,
Well, that's when Sergeant Slaughter was a bad guy, right?
Yeah, it was the Iraqi sympathizer.
Yeah.
I guess I have no problem with that match. I also would have included Undertaker and Jimmy Snuka.
Sure.
Just, the start of the streak.
Also a good idea. Scott, you got to save something for 2K15 when they come out with the Undertaker cover when he does the streak. WrestleMania 8, we got Macho Man and Nature Boy. A lot of Macho Man in this. WrestleMania 9, Hitman and Yokozuna. Yes. I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. That's when I was, hardcore into wrestling.
And actually, we haven't even reached the point where I started watching yet. But right now is, the glory years of what was available at Blockbuster in, 1997.
Yeah. What was that one? That was number 9, right?
Yep.
WrestleMania 10, HBK and Razor Ramon, ladder match.
Yep.
Dude, I cannot wait. another Hitman Yokozuna match. Yes.
Well, that's the one that Brett wins, so.
Oh, spoilers.
Spoilers for wrestling that happened 20 years ago?
You just ruined it for me, Scott. Now, well, no, because now I know who I'm going to be in that match. Duh. I'm going to be the winner. WrestleMania 11, Undertaker and King Kong Bundy. Well, it wasn't really the streak until 10 years later, right? So.
Well, no. I mean, they didn't start making a big deal about the streak until later.
Right. Oh, huge match. WrestleMania 11, Diesel versus HBK.
That may have been the highlight of that show.
I would hope so. That was a big deal. He was his bodyguard.
So that wasn't even the main event of that show.
What was?
Bam Bam and Lawrence Taylor.
Jesus Christ. Good thing that's not in the game. Diesel comes back for WrestleMania 12 against The Undertaker. Oh.
See, some of these matches are just ones that they threw in there just because they had the guys in there already. I don't think Undertaker Diesel, it wasn't a great match. I mean, it's part of the streak now, but,
You get two big men, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good match. Just wasn't a great match.
Undertaker took two jackknife power bombs. Come on. WrestleMania 12, Hitman versus HBK. We'll talk about that.
That was a given. Although I hope it's not an hour long.
Oh, imagine. That'd be so sweet. I told Greg Stewart for Extra Life he should just do a 24-hour race. WrestleMania 13, Hitman and Stone Cold. I think we're going to end up getting a lot of Hitman matches, or probably a lot of Stone Cold matches.
Actually, that'll be the last Bret Hart match on here.
That's tragic.
Unless they do the WrestleMania 26 match with him and Vince.
You know what? They're both in the game. I wouldn't doubt it. Well, we'll find out soon. Yeah. WrestleMania 14, Undertaker and Kane. Rock and Austin at 15. That should be good. Triple H versus The Rock versus The Big Show versus Mick Foley at WrestleMania 16. Was that a good match? I don't remember.
It was decent.
Was that WrestleMania 2000?
Yeah, they got rid of Big Show early, and then it was pretty good.
As with most things, get rid of Big Show early.
Which is sad, because he's pretty good for a big guy.
Yeah. Rock Austin at WrestleMania 17.
Yeah, I think they got all three Rock Austin matches.
What else we got here? Rock Hollywood Hogan from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, this is a really solid list, I have to say. I was going into this ready to tear at least one match down, and I really haven't been able to find one yet.
I mean, you could tear down Triple H versus Chris Jericho at WrestleMania 18 if you wanted.
The match wasn't anything special, but it wasn't bad. It shouldn't have been the main event of that show, I'll say that much.
HBK and Chris Jericho from WrestleMania 19.
Excellent.
Rock and Austin at WrestleMania 19.
Excellent.
Live from Safeco Field.
Yep.
Cena and Big Show at WrestleMania 20.
That's when I'm going to... Well, I guess that was sort of like the start of Cena being a big deal.
Yeah, he came to the ring in a Patrick Ewing jersey.
Also, one-up mushroom armbands.
All right, so he wins then. Oh, Jesus Christ. WrestleMania 20, Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. Can I skip that match when it's in there?
All right, here's what I want to know. Will the crowd chants be accurate to that match? Will they boo the hell out of both of them? Will they chant na 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 hey hey goodbye at Lesnar technically? Will they just give them both crap?
Literally, it says why it's included. The most imposing powerhouses of their era meet in one of the most anticipated meetings in WWE history.
Well, here's the thing.
Stone Cold special guest ref.
Yeah, well, here's the thing with that match at WrestleMania 20. Everyone was looking forward to it.
Here's the thing. WWE/F has never taken somebody that was super good in another, whatever you call those things.
Another company?
Yeah, and made them good. See Taz, who was the greatest wrestler in ECW history, and he is like the SmackDown announcer. Remember how Goldberg was like a legit thing for kind of a while in WCW?
Yeah. Yeah, that was an awesome time.
How many matches did he have in WWE/F?
He went for a good year.
So less than 52 is what you're saying. And his streak was 100 and something. So.
Well, no, the streak was in WCW.
I know, I'm just saying.
Okay.
He was way better in WCW.
Yeah, the WWE run wasn't anything to write home about. But the match against Lesnar, it was one of those things where... This should have been a good match, but then, like, right before was like, oh, well, everyone already knew Goldberg was leaving because he was only on a one-year deal. And then, like, a week or two before, everyone finds out that Lesnar wants to go play in the NFL and is going to leave after WrestleMania.
Oh, my God. He was in Madden, wasn't he?
Madden 06. He was.
Oh, my God, he was. He's like a 67 overall D-tackle.
Yep.
For the Vikings? Oh, that was a bad idea. Don't get me wrong. I got him every time I played that game, though.
So it was one of those things where like, the crowd was cheering for Austin. It was like the crowd made that match what it was. Mm-hmm. The problem is they could have had a good match and they just like chose not to.
Right. WrestleMania 21, JBL and Cena. Cena's first title win.
Yep.
Edge and Lita versus Mick Foley, or Edge with Lita. Sure, don't care.
That's the one that I think that's going to have the spot at the end where Edge spears Foley through a flaming table.
Yeah, that is what the screenshot of this is from.
Yeah, or one of the last, like, really extreme things to happen in WWE.
Remember when Batista was important?
Yes.
Batista vs. Undertaker, WrestleMania 23.
That was a good match.
I never saw any of these pay-per-views, so I'm poor.
I have all of them on DVD. I'm staring at them right now.
I should say I was poor and did not think to pirate them all. Recently, I've seen all the WWE pay-per-views. I'm kidding. I pay full price for those. Yeah, right. John Cena versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 23.
Excellent match.
HBK versus Ric Flair.
For WrestleMania 24. Flair's quote-unquote retirement match.
We got WrestleMania 24, Randy Orton versus John Cena versus Triple H. Randy Orton was supposed to be really good. I mean, he's now become really good. But this was like a decade ago. That's a lie. This was like 5 years ago. Did he win that match?
He did, actually.
Huh. Spoilers. If you're watching the WWE 24 DVD, you've just been spoiled.
Yeah.
25 has Edge versus Cena versus The Big Show. And apparently he does whatever the name of Cena's finisher is to both of them at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy. I hope he has the entrance where he has like 100 Cenas line the entrance ramp.
Wasn't that? That was WrestleMania 25?
Yeah.
That was so long ago.
I know, right?
That felt like that was like the last WrestleMania. Did he not do that at last WrestleMania too?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I feel like he might have. I don't know. Triple H versus Orton?
Oh, that match was pretty bad.
The cards were stacked against Triple H.
Yeah, and he was the champ. But he was the champion going in. Here's the thing I remember about that match. You could tell that you could almost see the point where the ref tells them they need to end the match now because they're running out of time.
That's not good.
I even think at one point you could hear someone say, "Time to go home." and the next thing that happens is like the pedigree and the finish.
Jesus. WrestleMania 26 has Jericho and Edge. Was that when Jericho came back?
Yeah.
That was the big deal?
Or no, I don't think, well, that wasn't when he came back. He'd been back for a couple of years at that point. Oh. He actually, I think he left a little while after that again.
I watch wrestling like twice a year.
Yeah.
Batista and John Cena, WrestleMania 26.
Good match.
Undertaker and HBK, WrestleMania 26.
Now, I'm a little surprised they left out the WrestleMania 25 match.
Why is that, Scott?
Because they're both there.
Well, I mean, hey, they wanted to have 30 matches, right? Or is there? I've lost count.
There's like 40-some-odd matches. We've been on this for way too long, to be honest.
Yeah. WrestleMania 27, Edge and Alberto Del Rio. Alberto Dorito is his new name.
Alberto, that's our title.
That is the title. Alberto Dorito. Win. First off, why is WrestleMania 27's Miz versus John Cena match in here?
I have no idea.
Also, yeah, another guy that could be a good wrestler, but is reserved to being the Saturday SmackDown in the morning show. He's like the Todd Pettengill of the WWE. If anybody knows who Todd Pettengill is, that is... I am so sorry. Do you remember LiveWire? You know Todd Pettengill still does the radio in New Jersey?
I think he even hosted the Best of In Your House DVD they put out recently.
Oh, my God.
Like, they brought him back to do that.
No, anyway, he's a radio personality in my market, so...
Oh, wow. The WrestleMania 27 matches are the ones where I go. They put Edge's in there because it was his last match, but...
Isn't Edge back now?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
What happened last week?
I think he came back and, like, did a promo or was part of the storyline, but he's...
Oh, he's got a new show coming out on some channel. Somebody's making one of them.
Gotcha. Yeah, he had to promote something.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, he'll make sporadic appearances to, like, talk to people, but...
But isn't Christian still in the other place?
Yeah,
Scott, we're talking about way too long.
No, Christian, like, is back in wrestling right now.
At Chairman 7 has turned off this podcast, deleted it, unsubscribed. He's gone.
Sorry,
WrestleMania 28, The Undertaker, Triple H.
Sorry, Ken.
In some sort of cage, possibly, with Shawn Michaels as maybe a referee. CM Punk versus Jericho.
We just should have gone through the list of legends.
Rock versus Cena at WrestleMania 28. Which one was that? Miami?
That was last year.
Lesnar versus Triple H in beautiful East Rutherford, New Jersey. CM Punk versus Undertaker. Was that match really bad?
No, that match is really good.
Lesnar Triple H was interesting.
Yeah. I think Lesnar Triple H just went on too long.
And then Rock Cena, too.
That match wasn't that good.
No. I like the Lesnar match better because... didn't they just slam each other a bunch of times into some stairs?
Yes.
That was pretty awesome.
But But no, I remember it was the Rock Cena match this last year. It felt like a WWE 13 online match.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because I expressly remember tweeting, how did he build his special that fast?
That's right.
I mean, maybe it's because he reversed some, but let's not get into details. So yeah, WWE 2K14. Super excited. As long as they don't ruin the game. I mean, it should be fine.
That's another game I got to figure out how I'm going to buy, but that should be a little more doable.
What else,
Michael, Scott? Digital download.
If that's a possibility, that sounds like an interesting one.
Right.
If there's not going to be a next-gen version?
No.
That's official?
I am 99% certain of that.
1.21 gigawatts is what you're saying.
Yes.
PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Bam.
All right. I'll take that as canon, because Wikipedia says it. So, Scott, you talked a lot. So, FIFA 14, pretty damn good game. Ultimate Team's awesome. The ball is not as stuck to players, which is kind of becoming a problem.
But isn't that what we wanted?
Yeah, but it's gone too far.
I see.
You're not in that happy medium yet.
They got to dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, so the ball just kind of bounces away. First touch, still the worst touch. But no, it's good. Pro Clubs is good. It's a good FIFA game. I mean, FIFA is FIFA. Kind of, as we said with NHL, it's just more of the same. I know Rich Grisham's working on a Ultimate Team guide, so that should be interesting.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Ultimate Team's really good. I mean, you can do a lot more stuff, I feel. They changed Ultimate Team. They, like, revamped Ultimate Team almost completely.
So we kind of went into what we've been playing now, haven't we?
Yeah, I skipped right in. I jumped in. But yeah, they changed stuff. Like, in the past, players had, like, formations. Like, this guy only liked to play in a 3-4-1-2.
Yeah, we talked about them changing that on one of the last shows I was on, I think.
Yeah, that's out. That's a huge... That literally might be the biggest deal in that game.
Honestly, like, that was the thing I hated, because I did not understand any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't understand the formations thing. I mean, I understand what they are, but I don't get why entirely I would play one over the other. And I really didn't care when it came to the individual players.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a big change, because I was starting off with my team as a 3-5-2 formation. And if you go last year, if you went a formation, you would be like, all right, well, I'm going to dedicate my team to this formation. I'm going to look for, when I check the auction house, I want to find my player in that formation so he gets better chemistry and he plays better, supposedly. This year, you actually see those little boosts to the spots. But, like, this year, since they don't have that anymore, I played 3-5-2, and then I got the left backs and right back that I needed, so I was able to switch to 4-1-2-1-2 real quick, and no problems, and it wasn't, oh, I switched formations, now I have to go spend 30,000 coin going to get formation change cards for all these guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, just a lot better. And now on the team screen, you can actually see how the chemistry is affecting guys. Like, if you have three guys playing from the same team together, you'll notice that on their stat part of the card, they'll all be green arrows next to it, like green up arrows.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see, like, a guy that might be, like, the same, like, he'll be in this, if he's in the same league, you might see, like, two of his arrows going up. Or if he's from the same country, you might see another two different arrows going up. So they added that. And now, instead of the formations, they have, like, player chemistries. It's like you can make a guy a dead eye, and that will up his passing and his shooting, make him more accurate. And there's one called, like, Sentinel, and that makes him a better defender, and they have, like, 20 of those, so.
At least they got, like, cool names.
Yeah, they're all pretty cool. I forget what some of them, I think ones might be, like, Bullseye or Deadshot, something like that. But on the field, it feels good, except for the first ball bouncing around, and pace is no longer the thing that dominates that game. Now you really do have to just pass it around a lot and work your openings.
Well, maybe that's why I didn't like the demo that much.
Yeah, you're not just going to be able to grab a fast guy and just sprint down the field. I mean, you still will be able to do that to an extent, but since the ball is not stuck to you as much, there's a far more likely chance that either you're not going to get off a good shot or the ball's just going to get taken away from you.
Yeah, and I kind of think that that's the same thing with NHL. The puck doesn't stick to you as much.
Yeah. And I still haven't jumped into FIFA, the, like, career mode. That's just too much for me. Having to understand all the all the transfer window stuff.
But, oh, yeah.
Still no leagues.
Oh, that's... I think that's the most disappointing thing to hear.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want a... Like, even tournaments. I would rather have tournaments. But none of that. You can play, like, friends. Oh, and if you play Ultimate Team against friends, you actually get coin for it.
Oh, that's cool.
It's kind of a big deal. So.
I'm sure many people are abusing it already.
I'm sure they are. I mean, there's guys going for, like, hundreds of thousands of coins or millions of coins. It's like, how the hell do you have that much already? But I mean, that's happened on, like, day one. And I don't understand how that works, but...
As for, if you're done.
Madden, Ultimate Team, only Ultimate Team. That's all I've really played of Madden.
Okay.
I mean, some sort of bowl game in NCAA I have to play. And NHL, just what I've been smacking you around with.
Oh, you beat me in one game.
Come on. By a goal. It's called a W. Winning's winning, whether you win by an inch or by a mile.
There you go. So, you know, in the 3 weeks that I've been playing that game where I move my life, I know Jeff's going to get sick of me using that joke, but it'll be the last time because I move now. I beat that game.
Why would Jeff make fun of you when Jeff is the one that went from coast to coast, and I think now he's back in Texas?
Yeah. Maybe that's why he made that joke. He does it all the time, so it's no big deal to him.
Possibly.
Yeah, so I beat that moving game. Haven't 100%ed it yet, but I did beat it. I'm living in my apartment. That's an accomplishment. So pretty much the only two games I've been playing are Madden and NHL. Yeah, I didn't play online a lot when I was living at my girlfriend's place because their internet wasn't all that great. Mm-hmm. As you remember the podcast I did from there,
right when you were under the blanket calling in.
Yeah, yeah, and good times. Yeah.
Oh, apparently, according to Thrizzle Dizzle in the chat, which is just even more reason to make sure you go follow twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer, he says there was a glitch on the FIFA website where it was selling 1,000 FIFA points for a dollar.
Nice.
And apparently a ton of people loaded up on it.
Huh.
Which, I mean, that's not really good ratio. I feel like you can make a lot more. Oh, 1,000 FIFA points. And FIFA points are the fake money... That's not Microsoft points that buys packs. In
FIFA. Well, yeah, it's like coins in Madden or pucks in NHL.
No, it's not, Scott.
Oh?
In FIFA, there's coins, which are like the coins in everything else.
Right.
And then there's also FIFA points, which is like the FIFA version of Microsoft points. So you spend your real cash to buy Microsoft points, to buy FIFA points.
Well, you used to. Now you can... Remember, they got rid of Microsoft points.
Right. But now, so now you can use your real cash to buy FIFA points, and your FIFA points you spend on packs. So like in Madden, you know how you can be like, okay, I can buy this pack for 7,500 coin or $3.
Yeah.
So now it's, now you have to put money into FIFA before you buy the packs.
Oh, okay.
Do you at all understand what I'm saying?
I think that's how Madden used to be.
Possibly. So, like, you buy 10,000 FIFA points, and then you spend that. But that is not the same points that you spend on cards in the auction house. Yeah, I know.
That was my head exploding.
And you know what the Hockey Ultimate Team stuff? Like, if you watch a video, you get, like, some coins, and then those turn into other coins? I don't understand how any of that works.
Oh, or, well, when you play games outside of Ultimate Team, they give you pucks that you can then redeem in Ultimate Team.
Is it, like, one-to-one? Those pucks count as pucks in Ultimate Team?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man.
So if you've got that little number down there, if you go into Ultimate Team, you can go down to the, I think it's the extras menu, redeem puck reward, and you get all those pucks as Ultimate Team pucks.
Also, now, why did nobody tell me about this 1,000 FIFA points for a dollar? Because it's usually, I think it's like 450 is like $5. So that's a steal.
Yeah, the thing I really wanted to talk about in Madden is that I tried out Operation Sports Sliders.
Mm-hmm.
They are damn good, I think.
So I should download them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and you download the sliders, there's a few other changes you gotta make. The game is actually, the difficulty is actually set to all Madden.
But it's playable? It's not cheating?
Yeah, at least in the couple games I've played, and I started a franchise as the Bills with it. I decided to pick a team that has a new head coach this year and do a coach career.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked the Bills for some arbitrary reason, and, you know, I think my first game I played, the Patriots and got destroyed, which seems...
That would seem right.
And then who did I play in my second game there? I squeaked out
the, is it the Jets?
Might have been the Jets.
Bucks. It's either the Jets or the Bucks, I think. I could be wrong. I could. I don't think I might even be in the right thing.
I don't think I've played either of them yet, so I'm not sure who it was. But I squeaked out a win in, like, it was either in overtime or at the end of the game by, like, a point.
Oh, the Panthers. Carolina Panthers.
Yep, that's right. Thank you.
This is why we have Rich Homie Trey in the chat room. And they won that game.
Yeah, well, I won. Hey, what was the score of that game?
I don't know, 23-20?
Yeah, I'm asking the chat room. Maybe I should type that in the chat room.
No, I have it. I just pulled it up. Oh. 23-20.
Okay, and I think I won by, like...
Oh, wait, that's wrong. My bad.
Oh, what is it?
24-23.
Okay, wow. Because I think my game was by 1 point. I think it was, like, 30-31, but... So those
sliders are perfect.
Might be what I'm saying.
All right.
The one catch that I wasn't sure I'd like about it is they do play on 15-minute quarters with like a they run the play clock down to 15.
How's that going for you?
The games are a little on the long side, but just on the brink.
Really?
Yeah, of being too long, I think. But
I feel if you put 15-minute quarters, I already feel terrified and don't want to do it.
The runoff helps a lot.
Yeah, I think I have it to, what, 30? 30 is the normal one, right?
Not 20. Yeah, I guess. 20 is normal.
I guess it would make sense, though.
But, go to Operation Sports, and it's on their forums, and I don't remember who has them to actually download. But
or I think it's actually linked on... Some days it's actually linked on the main screen in Madden.
Oh. That could be.
Or I'm pretty sure if you go in there and search by downloaded or highest rated,
it's one of those. But they're not. I think the description says like Operation Sports, but you got to go onto the because there's also changes to the penalty sliders, which apparently actually affect gameplay, not just how much the penalties get called.
Oh, like do guys hold more if the slider's higher or something, or if the slider's lower? Which will allow you to run better or pass better, something like that.
Something weird like that. Or I'm trying to think of if face masking is turned down, you get like better, or turned down or up, you get like better wrap tackles or something weird like that.
That does sound interesting.
Yeah, but you know, if you put all that, I thought the game, the biggest differences I noticed is if you throw a deep ball, there will be a lot of times where both the receiver and the defender will actually get into a position where they have to stop and wait and jump for it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah. That excites me very much.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to hit receivers downfield in stride, which seems to be like the only way you can ever hit them otherwise.
I think I need to play a franchise or some sort of season, because all I've really done so far has been Ultimate Team.
Well, I'll tell you what, TJ, you want to try out these sliders? I will start an online franchise with them.
All right, you do that.
You can join in that.
Let's definitely do that. I would like to try those.
Okay, I'll get that started. I'll set it up when we get done with this. I probably won't touch it at all. I'll just get it set up.
Oh, also, you know what I forgot to tell you? I went to a Madden tournament.
Oh yeah, how did that go?
That was actually pretty cool. It was actually at a place called Gamers Paradise, like two towns over from me in Rochelle Park, New Jersey. And apparently they're going to do another one, so I definitely want to go back.
I wish there were places like that around here.
It was it was run by Compete Forever. Let me get you the website there. I believe.
Oh, I remember you guys seeing tweets from them all around that time. Actually, yeah. I think I follow them on Twitter.
You probably do, or you follow Coach K. It's Compete, the number 4, ever.com. They also have leagues and stuff over there. Also, I just ran a curl, and then with Calvin Johnson, did the precision modified hurdle to jump the cornerback.
Nice.
That was pretty awesome. But yeah, they have a dope setup and system, and they're streaming the games and stuff. What I will do is I had an interview with Coach K, the letter K, the number 0, A-C-H-K, on Twitter, that I will tack onto the end of this episode also.
Yeah, and really quick, I mentioned that franchise that we'll do with the Operation Sports settings.
Mm-hmm.
You and me are in. I'll open that up to anybody who wants in.
Can you put like a password on it or something?
Oh yeah, we can definitely put a password on it.
Just put like a TSG space show.
Okay, it might be underscore.
TSG underscore show.
Yeah, we'll do TSG underscore show. That'll be the password.
I have no idea what the league name will be, but that would probably help also.
Yeah, let's think of it, just so that people can go search for it. Because this will be created by the time this actually airs.
TSG show league, bam.
Done. Hopefully that's there, and I can... You know what? Let's just make sure. Firing up the Xbox.
I think I want to play in a Madden tournament. I think. Everybody uses the 49ers, though.
Well, yeah, the read option. If I have one complaint about Madden, and actually I think these sliders help that a lot, too, is that especially an Ultimate Team, if you've got the right combination of players running the read option, you can't stop it. Mm. Or at least I can't.
Yeah. So, dude, I run this one with Terrell Pryor in Ultimate Team all the time, and the computer cannot stop it. Also, people online cannot stop it. Every once in a while, I don't score an 80-yard touchdown. And that's, like, the very rare occasion. So I guess we'll start buttoning it up while you do that then, huh, Scott?
Yep.
Actually, do we have Twitter questions? I believe we have Twitter questions.
It's been a while. I hope we have Twitter questions.
Well, I mean, I didn't ask for Twitter questions. We just kind of did this.
That's true.
Any coin methods in foot, not in foot, in Mutt? Now that they have all these collections going like crazy, most likely that card that you're about to drop is going to be worth something. So you should definitely sell it.
And coin up challenges.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get much out of those, actually.
I don't know. I can usually at least buy a pack with them then, so.
That's a lie, Scott, unless you're getting some weird silver packs.
I only did one of them, and who's the Broncos receiver?
Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, that guy. I think I got him, and he, like, scored, like, 3 touchdowns, so that was, like, 10,000 coins or something crazy like that.
I think you're lying, but that was not at all that much. Whatever this week's was like 1,500. I'm just saying. But yeah, jerseys, what's it? Jersey stadiums, coaches, and playbooks all sell for like, I think you can sell them for a lot more than what I'm selling them for, but I usually just put them up for 500 just so that I know they'll sell and get out quick.
Right.
So pretty much every pack you get will have a jersey, a stadium, a coach, and a playbook. So that's $2,000 right there. Easy. Of the $7,500 you pay for the pack.
Ah.
And then those, they have the silver rookie collections. So you've seen those like top 100 rookie cards.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the player, those can go for a couple hundred to a couple thousand coins each. And now they're doing, there's like 20, there's 2 20 card collections with a bunch of gold cards. So those are going to be worth stuff. But never drop anything. Always make sure that it's selling for something.
I just don't get into the collections, which probably means I could make money, I guess.
Yeah, if you're not going to get into the collections, if those cards you have are in collections, you can sell them for a lot of coin. Because people want them.
So right.
Do that. I think that's all for true questions. But you know how it is. iTunes reviews, Scott. You've been busy moving, so you still have not figured out why iTunes reviews do anything?
No, I haven't.
Good work, Scott. I think you're fired, but I'll find someone that knows what that's all about.
Hold on. I've been gone for a month, and I come back, and now you're going to fire me?
Well, yeah. I expected you to do something in this month. So, peace. Don't forget, you can always hit me up on Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer, Scott Binns.
At Darth Obvious. And before we go, just to clarify, the password for that Madden League will be TSG underscore show, all lowercase.
Okay. What's the league name, though? That's kind of the important part.
Oh, TSG show league. We got that. I think we got that anyway. Hang on. Right. Oops. Not dash underscore.
Damon Dash. I want to name my next dog underscore. Or like hashtag. I think that would be fun. Here, hashtag. No? All right. What else? You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thatsportsgamer. You can leave a comment below this post on thatsportsgamer.com. You can throw a curl to Andre Johnson again and take a huge run. I'm taking this one to the house. Listen, Scott, I would never disrespect you by playing Madden while doing a podcast.
But you just did.
But in the off chance that I may have just did it, Andre Johnson is blowing kisses to the crowd. But yeah, leave a comment below, or you can send an email to feedback@thatsportsgamer.com. You can listen on Stitcher, on iTunes. Links are on thatsportsgamer.com on the right. You can see those. What else? Video content at youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. So me and Scott are going to do more games against each other and do commentary. Right, Scott?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so we're going to do that, because I bought a cool logo for that, Scott. Yeah. What else? Streaming live goddamn near every night over at twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. NHL League started, Madden League. We're going to have a Madden NFL 25 League on PS4. Go to thatsportsgamer.com/leagues to sign up for that. Extra Life, 1 month away, literally 31 days from the time that you're listening to this or less. So make sure you head over to extra-life.org and search for That Sports Gamer. And if you search for That Sports Gamer, you'll see everybody on the crew. So you can just click on my name or click on any member in your area. And if you go to the main team page, there's a map of North America, and it shows pinpoints where everybody is, so you can find them easily. Scott Bins?
Yes. The and league PS. Is created.
TSG Show League.
Yep.
And TSG underscore show is the pancake. Yep.
Yeah.
Is yep. the pancake. Yes, it is. I think we're good then, Scott, huh?
I believe that we are.
Oh, Scott, this felt so good. But again, sorry that we're not going to have any more college football games. Or college sports games probably ever again. So that's great. I'm not going to lie, I liked MVP baseball as a college game. Just saying.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good game, too.
Yeah. I'm going to tack on the interview with Coach K in this vicinity. And then we'll come back and we'll say goodbye. So, all right. Bye, Scott. Thanks for being here.
Anytime, hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully we can do this more regularly now, because I feel like a real piece of crap that these have come out so unscheduled.
But hey, don't blame yourself. It's partially my fault for moving. You know, getting a real job, getting a full-time job.
Yeah. I should probably just fire you. You were right.
I seriously hope that my full-time job doesn't... I mean, it's probably going to make scheduling a bit more of a headache.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get it done.
Alright. Do it for the fans, Scott. Bye, fans. Don't say bye, Scott. It's cool. They don't want you to say goodbye.
Bye, Scott.
What's up, folks? This is TJ Lauerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer, and I'm here with Coach K of the Compete Forever tournament. We're just going to talk to him for a little minute and see what he's got to say.
Say hi. Tell him about Compete Forever, how long you've been doing it, just the background.
Well, basically, Compete Forever, it's been around for like 3 years now, established in 2010. I used to be involved in other online leagues and stuff like that, and just decided to kind of strike out on my own and stuff like that fulfill like the vision that I had for online leagues, competitive play, and how all that can ultimately benefit the overall Madden community.
And Compete Forever has online leagues and the live tournaments, right?
Yes. We do on the online leagues, we don't use CCM or franchise mode. It's more of like a play now league. We use basically the the NFL roster, stock play now teams. So you know, whatever is the most updated team in the roster updates is what we use. And you know, basically we play, record the scores, and just move on like that. It's more of a, you know, people that just want to play and go. It's kind of like a quick and dirty Madden league and stuff like that.
With Virgin Gaming and other online tournaments available, what do you think the draw is to having people come together in person playing each other?
Well, the thing is also, too, it also builds a community, camaraderie, and there's something that you can get. There's something that you can only get when you're at a live event. You know what I'm saying? Of course people are competing and stuff like that, but also, too, it's more of a fellowship, and it's people coming from different walks of life that can relate. You know, they all have the same, quote-unquote, sickness. They love Madden.
And have you guys changed anything with the rash of online tournaments to try to get people out to play in real life more?
Well, I mean, one of the biggest things that we've done is we've taken kind of a cue from other competitive communities like the fighting game community, shooter communities. We started streaming and stuff like that just so people could see, you know, how fun it is, you know, to come out and actually, like, test your skills. Because, you know, honestly, like, you know, when you come out of these tournaments, you see a lot of guys that are highly skilled. And a lot of times people say that, oh, these guys, they just know how to play Madden and stuff like that. But if you really look closely, you'll see a lot of things that you see on Sunday. You know, I mean, the good example is, you know, Monday Night Football. You know, Chip Kelly's offense. You know, a lot of the things that you hear about Chip Kelly's offense and how it's run is basically the same way these people here run their offenses. So, it's good stuff.
And Madden 25, they've put a lot of new stuff in with, like, the run free, the new updated Infinity Engine, and all the precision modifier stuff. So have you really noticed a big change in how people are playing this year?
Well, I know that with the precision modifier, like, people are definitely taking advantage of running the ball more. The whole mechanic is much more solid. You know, last year was more of like a pass happy offensive game, and now people are it's definitely getting a little bit more balanced out because people have to definitely account for the run this year.
Yeah, and I think in all the games we're watching right now, it's either 49ers or Seahawks. There's one Panthers and one Rams. And I heard there was a guy that was the Packers earlier. So everybody wants to be those fast quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to have mobile quarterbacks in order to kind of, like, succeed in Madden. I mean, you can be, like, you know, the Peyton Mannings and all the other stuff. But, you know, you just have to make sure that your scheme is on point.
And what kind of scores are you seeing out here today? Is anybody really running it up, or is it just staying pretty low?
Like, the highest I've seen so far is, like, in the 40s range and stuff like that. Because, you know, pretty much everyone that comes here, you know, pretty much know what they're doing and stuff like that. And also, too, we do have our mercy rules, you know, 21 skunk.
If there's anything that you would outlaw that you haven't outlawed yet, just from your time playing Madden 25 and seeing stuff going, is there anything you would still want to ban that you haven't yet?
I don't think anything gameplay wise. I think it's more like conduct wise. You know, being a better winner and stuff like that. You know, sometimes you know, either be at the end of the game and, you know, it really doesn't make sense to, like, you know, like, concede, like, you know, there's a couple minutes left. Like, you know, people don't have to, like, you know, keep going for scores and all the other stuff. You know, and of course, you know, they'd be like, okay, if you're still playing, then you know, all bets are off and stuff like that. But, you know, I would like that good sportsmanship to be, you know, enforced a little bit more and stuff like that. But, hey, it's me.
And you run it, so you can enforce it as much as you want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what we stand for. We just want people to come out and have some good, clean fun. And we want to make it a place that's, like, welcoming to everyone.
And is it ever really a big problem with people getting too rowdy, throwing guys out left and right, or once in a blue moon?
Not in our events and stuff like that. Because I think, I think one of the things that benefit us is that we established an online presence already, so people kind of know what to expect from us. So when they come to our events, they kind of act accordingly.
And these games are all played with, like, the default sliders on, right?
Default sliders, all Madden.
Is there any sliders, like, just from watching the games today, anything that you would want to try to tone down a bit or anything?
Yes, the injuries, the injury sliders. Happens way too much.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of games online recently, and people are getting hurt left and right.
They got to fix that.
And if people want to know more about Compete Forever and follow you on Twitter, where can they go?
All right, if you want to go to the website, it's compete4ever.com. And if they want to follow me on Twitter, they can at Coach K. That's the at sign, K0ACHK. And then you can also follow Compete Forever at Compete Forever. That's, you know, Compete Forever. And you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Compete Forever, same spelling.
And also streaming all the streaming games on twitch.tv/Compete Forever, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was in there this morning. There was maybe a couple hundred people just watching.
Yeah, they were waiting. They're happy now.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Coach K, for coming on talking with us.
Thank you.